Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lou Manfredini is our Mr. Fix-It. We asked him to join us yesterday. He did. We asked him to come on again today. Let me push that button there. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
You're in Spain?
No, I'm not in Spain.
Where are you? This is the weirdest connection I've ever heard.
I was just telling Ellis I have a bad... I'm outside. I'm actually on a... I'm stopping right now, but I'm outside and I'm in a bad cell, so I was going to call you right back.
Let's give it a shot. Now all of a sudden you sound better. Lots of questions about how to cool our homes, Mr. Fix-It. Can I run a few questions by you?
Of course.
Yesterday you said that you should clean the fins on your air conditioning unit at your house. This person said, what do I do if I have a window unit? Should I be running a hose through that thing too? What about people that have window units, Lou?
So I mentioned that right at the end, but we were running out of time. On the outside, when you look at the portion of the window unit that's outside, you'll see some metal louvers that is basically the same kind of... condensing coil as you have with a big house unit. On the outside, you could hose that down, but on the inside, that front plastic panel, more than likely you've got where the air comes out, that comes off, and there's an internal filter there that is drawing the hot air in, and that almost inevitably is so clogged with lint and dust and debris. It's a washable filter, so you can take it to the kitchen sink, rinse it off, wash it. If there's any debris under there, just take a small... dusting brush and clean that off and then put it all back, and that'll boost the efficiency of the unit.
Hey, John Williams, my HVAC guy gave my AC a check this spring and said he was using a special soap to clean our unit. Do I need a special soap, Lou?
There is a product that a lot of HVAC contractors use called Coil Clean, and it is a spray bottle that almost every HVAC contractor keeps on their truck. And it's made by a local Chicagoland company called Lundmark, and you can actually buy that product at the hardware store. And what that does is, because of the aluminum, most of the fins are made out of aluminum, you can get oxidation and actually almost calcium buildup. And this Coil Clean will reduce all that, and then you let that sit there for half an hour. Then you hose it off, and that's really the way, that's a pro tip right there.
Wow.
The product is called Coil Clean.
John, an HVAC repairman said that the ComEd box can be used to turn on and off my air conditioner at peak times, but that can harm my AC. In fact, he claims it may be the reason my compressor needs to be replaced. Do you know what they're talking about there?
I think he's talking about the smart meter, and I don't think that is true, because think about this. You're a smart meter. You hear ComEd talk about that, where they can find out about outages and draws and whatnot. But the issue is, unless it's been rewired to the actual breaker or the disconnect, that ComEd would never touch. They only have responsibility from the meter back to the pole. They do not do any electrical work inside your home. And so there's no way that the meter can call out one specific electrical device your home.
Right. What about this, Lou? If I'm going to let my house get warmer when I'm not there, how warm should I let it get? Because if I let it get too warm, like I'm going to save money, not run the air at all, then I got to really crank my air conditioner to get it cool again.
In this kind of heat right now, I think I would just keep it consistent. I mean, as a rule of thumb, when you're going to work, if you're going to be gone for extended periods of time, if you fluctuate the temperature no more than 7 or 8 degrees, this is true any season of the year, winter, summer, whatever, that will lower your energy bills. You just need to make sure that your programmable thermostat is set up in such a way that at least an hour before you get home, it goes back to the temperature you want. Problem we have right now with this excessive heat and humidity is, your AC may cool the place off, but it won't have enough time to dehumidify. And that's where a lot of people come into their home and say, well, it's cold, but the house feels really clammy, because it takes longer for the AC to get rid of the humidity.
Yeah.
And so with this kind of heat, set it at the temperature that you're comfortable at. Keep this in mind, too, John, for every degree that you raise or lower your thermostat, it has an energy realization of about 3% on your energy bill.
Wow. That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
So is it should you be concerned if your air conditioner can't keep up with the temperature you've set? Like, you know, it gets within 2 or 3 degrees but doesn't quite get there?
Is that a problem, Steve. I mean, that's a problem, Steve, because, you know, the issue I mentioned yesterday is because the sun is so bright and you have certain parts of your house that it's hotter and those. That's where if you're noticing that your system can't keep up, like you've got it set at 75 right. and it's just always 77 or 78,
yeah.
then we need to move more air inside that home. Now, it probably could be that you have an issue with the refrigerant. It could be that your coil is dirty on the outside. It could be that your filter inside the unit is clogged.
Okay, but go ahead, Lou. Finish that thought.
Get some fans moving to try and condition all of the air.
Yeah.
You go buy 3 different box fans and put them on your first floor and create a little wind tunnel down there. You'll change and lower the temperature just by moving the air.
That's our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Thanks for giving us some of your time, Lou. I know you're busy over there, but you're always a big help.
Love you. Love your show.
He always says that.